Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
All right, it's a Chaka Khan, right? Feel for you, Jets. You're about to get your Heine spanked on Sunday. And again, I saw Cleveland get the same thing, but it didn't happen. Wins are wins at this stage of the season. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band, Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Talk to him later in the hour. If you're on the phones, we'll get you. I promise you're going to have to take a few minutes to sit back and listen to Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Talk about these Ravens here. And he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling, first of all?
Doing well, guys. How are you? Winning streak continues, but with reservations, which I'm sure we'll get into.
No doubt about it. Unfortunately, not reservations for a lobster dinner. But how mind-boggling is it, Childs, that if the Ravens win Sunday, it will be the first time all season they will be over 500. How crazy is that?
Well, we've been living in this reality for a while, so I don't know that it boggles the mind anymore. But I mean, they've been spent most of the season kind of on the knife's edge, and you know, we've kind of lived through that again on Sunday in Cleveland. I mean, you know, I'm sure I have the thought after the second deflected Lamar pass gets intercepted, Are we doing this again? Like, is this whole winning streak about to crumble? And are we going to be back at ground zero? I mean, it kind of felt like that for a minute. I mean, fortunately for them, the Browns had no ability to capitalize on their position, and their offense really couldn't do anything in the second half. So they're ultimately able to come back. But I mean, again, this sort of this anxious reality of trying to dig yourself out of the terrible hole has been their reality all season. And you know, it means that even these games against teams that they should beat soundly can become nervous in a hurry.
Hey, Childs, what's happened to Roger Rosengarten?
Well, I mean, it's certainly been, I think, a disappointing season for him. There was tremendous optimism, I think, coming off of the way he played at the end of last season that, you know, not only could he be a competent NFL right tackle, but, you know, maybe he could be a lot more than that and take a big step forward this year. And I mean, there was even talk before they re-signed Ronnie that, you know, could he possibly slide over and play left tackle at some point? You know, he kind of has the feet for it. I don't think he's been awful this year, but I think he's probably taken a slight step back instead of taking a step forward, which has to be a disappointment with a second-year player. This is supposed to be a big developmental year for him. And, you know, we saw it. I mean, there were many culprits in their offensive line's poor performance against Cleveland. He was certainly one of them, though. He had a lot of trouble holding his edge while Ronnie was getting worked by Myles Garrett mostly on the other side. So, I mean, it was trouble all over there, and he was certainly part of it. Whereas, you know, we came into the season thinking he would be a big part of the solution.
Yeah, Childs, I tell you what, watching the All-22, watching that offensive line, I mean, I was showing Bob some video. I mean, it's embarrassing watching that. I mean, like they miss blocks and stuff and, you know, just some dumb things that they do, you know, and people say, well, you got to run the ball in the red zone. Well, they can't run the ball because they don't block anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think my colleague Jonas Schaefer had a kind of film breakdown of their red zone struggles that went up today, and I mean he zeroed right in on. I mean, it's the offensive line is problem number one there. There's no doubt about it. And I mean, you know, we keep asking fans keep asking us to ask John Harbaugh about the offensive line. You know, what solutions are there? And I mean, he kind of keeps saying, and I think this is the reality. They don't have good solutions. I mean, you know, we can certainly say, well, why don't you at least give, you know, Corey Bullock a try or Cleveland right. or whatever. You know, I think they probably still don't think Emory Jones is ready to throw in there. But, I mean, I they've done their evaluations for a long time now. And he obviously feels like he doesn't have a good lever to pull. It just feels like we're kind of stuck with this as the team's main problem going forward.
Now, Childs, when I look at Isaiah Likely, when I watch Isaiah Likely on film, it reminds me of when I was watching Rashad Bateman last year with the body language was so bad, you know, and that his body language to me right now is not good.
Well, I mean, it's turning into, you don't want to say a lost season because it's not over. I mean, he has time and he had the one good game a couple of weeks ago, but I mean, this was a huge year for him, right? I mean, this was his contract year. I mean, I think a lot of people felt that, you know, he would make it clear that he was the guy the Ravens should invest in, you know, that, you know, they could be comfortable saying goodbye to Mark Andrews after the season because, you know, Likely would show clearly that he could be a top receiving tight end in the NFL. I mean, the injury came at a terrible time for him. I mean, you know, he couldn't get a clean start to the season, couldn't get a training camp. So, I mean, hasn't come all the way back from that. And I mean, that's the kind of injury that even when you're back, you know, I don't think you're probably 100% right away. So, I mean, it's been a slow ramp up for him. And we know, too, in this offense, I mean, anybody can get lost for a couple of weeks in this offense. I mean, that's just the way it goes. And, I mean, it has to play on your mind, especially when you're in the position that he's in where, you know, he's got so much money on the table and, you know, he's probably wondering about his future. I will say, I mean, you know, when you talk to him, when you see him in the locker room, you know, kind of interacting with guys, you don't get that vibe. I mean, you know, he seems like the same guy, you know, loose. And I mean, he's, you know, he's still tight with Lamar off the field, but it's certainly been a difficult year for him.
Now, Ajabo seems like he has a new role, you know, not like a designated pass rush guy. He's like the first down run stopper now.
Yeah. And I thought he did okay. Against the Browns. I mean, again, you know, probably the worst offense in the league. So, I mean, you know, we have to sort of throw out that caveat when we talk about how the defense, you know, basically won the game for them. But yeah, I mean, he's out there playing. They need him to because they just don't have enough bodies at that position. And I thought he did all right. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't think he's making anybody think he's going to be a coveted free agent in the offseason. But, you know, at least he's sort of playing a functional role after 4 years.
Yeah, I thought the inside backers kind of combined was not a great game for them. I mean, they made some impactful plays, but, you know, tackle-wise, number of tackles and stuff, they weren't like they have been.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I mean, Roquan didn't have the monster game that he did, you know, against the Bears or in the first Browns game, but I do think he's just been better overall.
And, I agree
and has also been, I think it's kind of solidified the coverage a little bit since he came back from his injury. And I mean, I do think Buchanan has gotten his legs under him to some degree. He's not making as many mistakes. And you do see, I feel like you see a good violent hit from him, you know, at least a couple times a game. I mean, he's playing fast and you kind of feel him out there more. So, I mean, he's kind of settled into it for a little bit. I mean, I wondered for a while if he deserved the snaps they were giving him, but you know, we have kind of seen that, you know, those three rookies who play a lot on defense and really even Keon Martin, I mean, the snaps that they had to play because of all those injuries early in the season do seem to be paying off now because all those guys feel a lot more comfortable right now than they did, you know, in the first 4 or 5 weeks.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Childs, what's happening on the website on this busy day in the Baltimore sports landscape, for sure?
Well, I tell you, that's right. It's busy times. I mean, not only do we have the Ravens stuff. I mean, you know, the Orioles made news last night. Their hot stove is heating up. I know Andy Koska had some good analysis of that this morning. You know, definitely read that. And him and John Mioli will have that covered. And, you know, we have the Terps standing by Mike Loxley. You know, we have our columnist Kyle Goon writing about all kinds of different things. So it's a busy time, and have it all covered.
Well, hopefully that hot stuff for Velias is cooking up a delicious four-star dinner, not some ramen noodles, with all due respect to ramen noodles, by the way. Childs Walker, happy Thanksgiving, the holidays to you and the family if we don't talk to you, and we'll catch up soon.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
There's Childs Walker. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. And historically for the Ravens, one big event happened 25 years ago today at M&T Bank Stadium. So stick around for that. Mike Exisa talks about that Orioles trade and the other hot stove percolation. Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We'll talk to Nolan McGraw. And then news from the desk coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Ravens back at practice today, getting ready for the Jets. Ravens are huge favorites.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this game.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
All right, time for the whip. Get through this quickly, not to dismiss the news of the day. Get a couple calls in if we have time. Where Mike Exisa joined us, then back to the phone calls. Orioles trade, Ward for Rodriguez, Grayson Gonzo. Less than 4 years from being the number one pitching prospect in baseball. Ward brings his 30-some homers, 100 ribbies from last year to the equation. College football, Maryland. And we'll talk to Jim Smith tomorrow, AD for the Terps. They've lost 5 in a row. They host Michigan on Saturday, 4 o'clock, last home game. Wolverines still clanking around, maybe getting a playoff berth. 13.5-point favorites. Michigan 8-2, 6-1 in the league. So Maryland just trying to close out the home season with a win. Then they, on a neutral site, play Michigan State. So they could still get bowl eligible. Unfortunately, the offense, which was so brilliant early, has kind of hit the skids the last couple of weeks, and the defense, which has done yeoman's work, they're getting worn down. So, and if they beat Michigan, then you go into Michigan State, Ford Field, all charged up. And I don't see it. We'll do our picks tomorrow, of course, because you're on Friday.
Michigan, Bob, because you said it off air, Michigan, if they beat Maryland and then they got Ohio State, they could be, in the playoff possibly, because then they'd be in the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, game. Ryan Day's got a hard time against the Wolverines.
Yes, he does.
Too.
And it's in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, as good as Ohio State has been, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Maryland men tonight, they don't Mount St. Mary's. Mount made the tournament last year. So did Maryland, made the Sweet 16. We'll talk about that with Walt Williams coming up in about an hour. College hoops local last night. North Carolina Tar Heels, ranked number 18, beat Navy down in Chapel Hill, 73-61. It was Coppin State over Central Penn, 103-62, I should say. I'm sure for Central Penn, it felt like 123. James Madison beat Towson, 81-75. And North Carolina A&T beat Morgan, 79-73. NBA last night, local interest with players. San Antonio minus Wemby and Castle beat Memphis 111-101. Santi Aldama, Loyola, 10 points. Cam Spencer, Loyola, and other destinations. Point Lat, he had 15. De'Aaron Fox, 26 for the Spurs. And it was Orlando, 121-113 over Golden State. Pat Spencer, Cam's brother, DNP coach's decision in that one. College football playoff rankings. Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia. That's your top four. Tulane is this week's 12 because South Florida lost to Navy last week. So the Green Wave would be in the playoffs if they start today, which they don't.
Yeah, and Bob, there's a lot of games yet to be played, with conference championships and, big games. There's hardly any good games this week.
Well, Miami's in now, but they might not even get into the championship game.
Yeah, if Georgia Tech wins out, they're in the championship game, or Pitt wins out, they're in the championship game ahead of Miami. So, yeah, it's going to be fun down the stretch, but there is a lot yet to be determined.
So the whip around today is November the 19th. This day 25 years ago, Nolan, you weren't maybe old enough to remember M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens on their way to the Super Bowl beat the Cowboys 27-0. Trent Dilfer, two touchdowns, one to Kadri Ismail, one to Shannon Sharp. Priest Holmes rushed for a TD. Troy Aikman threw three picks. What I remember about this game, it was the 4 o'clock game on a Sunday on Fox. Pat Summerall, John Madden on the call. Pat Summerall kept calling them the Baltimore Colts, which to me was like, yeah, get it, Pat Summerall. But 25 years ago today, the Ravens inch closer to a playoff spot, shutting out the Cowboys. And you mentioned off the air, speaking of Q, the Rocket.
Yeah, Rocket's birthday's today. And, I recruited Rocket, and I've known him forever. He's 56 years old. I told Bob, I said, do you know Rocket Ismail's 56?
That's insanity.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man.
Oh, Rocket Ismail. At Notre Dame, you guys won the championship his freshman year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and Bob, I still can remember it in Ann Arbor. We ran two kickoffs back, against Bo, and he just seemed like a little kid. Now he's 56 years old.
So there, passage of time. Ooh. Kind of Nolan, we have Tom Squeeze calling. He says yes. Orioles make a trade. Big ones made national news over there. Ravens, they won 4 in a row, trying to get over 500 for the first time this year. Derrick Henry, Isaiah Likely, and everything else in between the O-line. Come on, man. All right, let's go to Sonny in Rosedale. Sonny, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
A couple things. With Lamar and Henry, I keep watching him, and Henry trying to run him up the middle. And every time he generally gets any runs, he's going over to the right. Why don't they play more of Lamar and him either going to the right and Lamar going to the right whenever he's going to pass? Because all he's doing is getting crowded and getting getting sacks, and then he's going to get end up getting hurt too.
Well,
along with Smith, if you watch him when he does a tackle, he grabs him by the legs. And I watch a lot of these games, and whenever these defensive guys are going after the receivers, they're grabbing them by the legs, not trying to get them and get the ball, and they go for another 5-10 yards or whatever, or they get knocked off, and then they end up going 15-20 or going for a touchdown. You know, if you grab them by the legs, they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, the biggest problem is when they're doing that, they're lunging, and they're not bringing their legs with, and they're not wrapping. That's why they're missing those tackles. And there was a few in this last game that they had those, and running to the right, and Lamar rolling. He rolls to the right quite a bit. And what was happening was Garrett was coming, and Garrett's relentless, and Garrett doesn't give up. You know, and then if there's no receivers, Lamar stops, and bam, here comes 95.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send the request. Plus, we're text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. If you're on the phones, we'll get you in a few. But coming up next, Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Talking about the winter meetings coming up in a couple of weeks. Orioles made a trade last night that did kind of resonate through the baseball landscape. Did the Orioles get hosed? Did they trade away the future Jim Palmer, Mike Messina? Or did they trade away a guy that's, just going to be hurt for the rest of his career?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now, talks baseball, got winter meetings coming up in a couple of weeks. A lot of teams trying to upgrade their rosters based on the 2025 season, Orioles being one of them. From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Mike Exesa. Mike, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. And here locally, the Grayson Rodriguez-Taylor Ward trades kind of stunned a lot of people. you know, came out late in the night, and everybody's usually asleep on, you know, a Tuesday night. But either way, you got Grayson. You know, we know the vast potential, number one rated pitching prospect for a couple of years, showed that potential at Baltimore, started game two of the DS against the Rangers back in 2023, but hasn't pitched in a year and a half. And then Ward comes in, monster power numbers, but he's not winning any batting titles, it doesn't look like. But your thoughts on the trade, one for one, too, which is kind of surprising also.
Yeah, you don't really see many of these, like, one-for-one major league player for major league player trade. You know, everything these days is major leaguer for prospects, but, you know, this is a fun little one-for-one trade. And, yeah, I mean, I'm completely surprised here. You know, I don't think – I'm not sure many people expected the Orioles to trade Rodriguez, and I don't think he was off-limits. You know, there's, like, very few players that are truly off-limits, and injured pitchers are not among them. I'm just kind of wondering, like, was 1 year of Taylor Ward really the best you could do? And maybe it was. It's not like Grayson Rodriguez's injury history is a mystery, right? You know, everybody knows it's out there, and teams get to look at the medicals before doing the trade. So, you know, it's known. It's just kind of shocking because, you know, a year and a half ago, you're talking about this guy being at the front of your rotation. You got this great homegrown core on offense, and he was going to be the leader on the pitching staff. And you know, he had that start, and right after the trade deadline, he was supposed to start in Toronto in 2024, got hurt warming up, and you haven't seen him again. That was it. It's the last thing he did as an Oriole, and it's kind of a surprise when that happens. And I think, you know, Taylor Ward's a really good player, and I think he fits the Orioles well. They really needed a right-handed power bat. They thought they were getting that in Tyler O'Neill. Didn't really work out last year, and I think Ward's better than O'Neill, a much better bet to stay healthy. So it makes sense from that perspective, but you know, things kind of fell apart there for Rodriguez from what he was supposed to be just even a year and a half ago to what he is now. I can't say I saw this coming.
Now, Mike, you talk about trades and a lot of chatter nationally, maybe not so much locally, that Adley Rutschman. Teams are calling Mike Elias about his availability, potential. He'll be a free agent in a couple of years. Mike Elias did say at the end of season press conference here in Baltimore that Adley's his catcher. It is what it is, even with Basayo here in Jackson. They might go with three when it's all said and done. Is there any chatter nationally, however, that for the right price, Adley Rutschman could be a guy on the move from Baltimore? Maybe not this year, but his free agency looms in a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think they're setting out to move him there. Of course, they're going to listen, right? You got to at least listen. You never know when somebody's going to come and kind of blow you away there. And it could easily work for them next year. We're having Basayo and Adley at the same time. You got catcher at bats, you got DH at bats, and Basayo's still so young. Like, it's really hard to be a young catcher in the league, and kind of having Rutschman to be kind of like that timeshare guy with him to just lighten the load on him, it just makes sense for me. And you kind of look around the league, there really aren't that many contenders that need a catcher. And realistically, those are the teams that are going to trade for Rutschman because he's 2 years away from free agency. So you're not going to, you know, a bunch of rebuilding teams aren't going to want him. You know, it's going to be teams that are in the race, think they can win right now. And there's the Rangers, the Phillies, and I mean, that's probably it. There's not that many other teams that, and the Padres, and there's not that many other teams that need a catcher. So I don't know if the market would be huge for him. And of course you listen, but I don't know. I really don't see things coming together for a Rutschman trade. I think he'll be an Oriole to start the season. You know, what happens, you know, if they kind of start next year the same way they finish this year, things could change in the quickly going up to the deadline, but I think he's going to stay throughout the season.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com, talking baseball with him. Winter meetings coming up in a couple of weeks. Free agent pitchers, Valdez, Cease. What kind of dough are we looking at for these guys, at least what the projected salaries could be? And the Orioles are going to be linked with a lot of these players because they need starting
pitchers. I would expect the Orioles to be involved here. I know Rodgers was great to finish the season, and Kyle Bradish came back healthy, but they need more beyond that. So I expect them to get involved there. And there's no Gerrit Cole this offseason. There's no Yoshinobu Yamamoto, that like clear front of the rotation guy. Framber Valdez is really good. He's in his 30s now. I think he's 32 now. And that's kind of like over the line where they get huge contracts. So I don't think we're going to see like a $200 million pitcher this offseason, but you know, a guy like Dylan Cease is, the best thing about Dylan Cease is that he starts every 5 days. You know, I think he's the only pitcher in baseball who's made 30 starts the last 4 years or the last 5 years since the short season in 2020. So, you know, he's going to be up there. I don't really know what you're going to get. So that volatility, I don't know. It would surprise me if he's the pitcher who gets squeezed into like one of these 1 year contracts with two player options that we've seen. And Framber Valdez and Ranger Suarez has never gotten to, you know, 160 innings in a season. He's on the injured list once a year, every year. And, you know, Michael King had some injuries this year. And the Japanese pitcher, Tetsuyu Omiya, I hope I said that right. He might get the biggest contract of all of them because he's only 27. He's really good. And that's somebody I would think the Orioles, that's, he kind of fits your timeline. He's nice and young and he's in his prime. Like, that seems like somebody they should go after. And it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up getting the biggest pitching contract this offseason.
Hey, Mike, this offseason, you know, are we going to get some early signings or will it be after the first of the year like so many were last year?
I think it's, I want to say it's going to be slow because I think things will pick up in December, but the past like 3 weeks since the World Series ended, it's been pretty quiet. And you're not even hearing teams like interested in Mel Tucker. There's like a few teams that are kind of connected to him, but it's not like a constant stream of rumors that we're used to. So things are a little bit slower to start. But I think once we get to the winter meetings, the first week of December, and that's when things will really pick up. Things are a little bit weird this season because it could be a lockout next offseason. You know, Rob Manfred has not really made it a secret that that's a real possibility here. And I don't know how that's going to change the market. You know, everybody says it's business as usual, but is it really, you know, are players going to want to get locked? Are they going to want a multi-year contract because they don't want to have to worry about free agents next offseason? So I could see things. I think it'll be business as usual once we get to the winter meetings and things happen. And, you know, of course, there's going to be some free agents who are left there in January and February. That's just the way it always is. But I don't know. The lockout thing just kind of makes me worry that it's just going to be a weird offseason. Players might get a little hung out to dry more than usual.
Mike, real quick, Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Who will Tarek Skubal be pitching for in 2026?
I think he'll be with the Tigers. I really don't think they want to move him, and I think they're just kind of doing their due diligence. They have to see what's out there. I don't think this is a Juan Soto situation where he was a year away from free agency. The Padres, they had to move money, and they knew they had basically no chance to sign him. They were kind of had to move him, and even then, there were very few teams in on Juan Soto, if you remember. Really, the Yankees were the only ones that could take on the money, had the pitching to give up, and then just kind of worked out. With Skubal, the market's a little more open. He's not making that much money, relatively speaking, and every team needs pitching. So I'm certain they're getting calls about him, and I'm sure teams are putting their best prospects, their best young players on the table. For the Tigers, though, it's like you're in contention. That division is very winnable. He's the best pitcher in baseball. Like, what is your – if you can't – if you don't think you can win with this guy, what are you doing here? Like, if you can't build a winner around him, the problem is you, not him, you know? And they could certainly afford to lock him up after the season. They'll have to – he's a Scott Boras guy, so they'll have to go into free agency and win a bidding war, but they could do it. The Tigers have spent plenty of money in the past. We know it's there. I think we're going to hear that, you know, a lot of teams are interested and that the Tigers are kind of gauging that interest. Ultimately, I think he stays put, though.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, always appreciate the time. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and the family if we don't talk to you. And we'll catch up with you soon around the winter meetings here in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thanks, Mike.
There's Mike Exesa. Well, the Orioles don't have Grayson Rodriguez to float in a possible Tarek Skubal trade. We'll come back. Nolan McGraw, going to talk to him. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Buy or sell. Where's the midweek money? Hopefully count some of that. Walt Williams, preview the Terps and Mount St. Mary's coming up tonight. Ravens film defense against the Cleveland Browns as the Ravens' fifth straight game. Minus 20 points allowed. And they're forcing turnovers. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Preview week 12 of the NFL season, which starts tomorrow. So what else is going on, Nolan? The trade, is that still something you're looking at in a big way here? But we understand that this, I think, is a precursor to some other pitching acquisitions for sure. I still think Tyler Wells, even though Elias said he's going to be in the rotation, could wind up being the back end of the bullpen. But then again, Mike Elias doesn't really give a crap what I think.
Right. So earlier I said that the sense that I leave this trade with is hope, mostly hope that this means that Elias is willing to change some things. And I think right off the bat, trading a pitcher of Grayson Rodriguez's caliber, I should say, with his upside and that many years remaining on his contract, that was a un-Elias-like move to me. It was shocking in that sense. Taylor Ward getting him back, I think he's a fine player. I think he fits an immediate need for this team. And I almost wonder, because I've been talking about the free agency class and the way that's shaping up in the outfield this year, And beyond Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger, which I don't think either one of them was had a serious shot of coming to Baltimore, you have a very drastic drop-off after that. And you start getting into names like, well, Trent Grisham's off the board now because he picked up the qualifying offer. But we go right to, you know, O'Hearn, Mike Yastrzemski, Harrison Bader, who I don't even know if he's going to leave Philadelphia, Starling Marte, Max Kepler, and Cedric Mullins, Austin Hayes. So it's very thin, and it's a very drastic drop-off. Had Taylor Walls been a free agent this year, I would think that he would be the Orioles' top choice in free agency. Now, we'll see what happens this year if he has another year, maybe not 35 home runs like he had this past season, but if he's kind of in and around that same ballpark, he plays, you know, 155 games somewhere in that area, that the Orioles would maybe look to give him a deal on top of that. Age will be a factor at that point. But again, this all seems to be about a shift in ideology, and it really should be that way, because I agree with Rich Dubroff. If Mike Elias's job isn't exactly secure beyond 2026, why is he concerning himself with the way the team looks beyond next year?
1,000%. Now, you're committed to Tyler O'Neill for two more years. He stuck around. That's it. You owe him, what, 32, 36 mil, whatever it is. But Ward's in the walk year of his deal. He's Austin Hayes-like in regards to he plays left field. He's a big right-handed bat. Not as good a defensive player as Hayes. Doesn't have the wheels that Austin Hayes is, but brings much more of a power element to the equation. And what was the problem with the Orioles last year? Well, bunch of them. Couldn't hit with runners in scoring position, and he did okay. You don't drive in 106 runs if you don't get hits with men on base. And he hits home runs. Three of the last 4 years, he's hit over 20. Last year was his breakout season, and the Orioles didn't have one guy hit 20. But you don't think Gunnar Henderson, if he's healthy, is going to blast over 20? Westberg, if he's healthy, is going to hit over 20? Jackson Holliday hit 17, and he's still kind of learning the ropes. Basayo's got this unlimited power potential. Kalzer's guy hit over 20 his rookie season. They have guys that have proven it outside of Basayo at the major league level. I think in-house you have power potential.
Yep.
So you don't need to go out and get, like, the elite guy, and as Nolan said, unless you want to go all in on Pete Alonso, that would be certainly a news-making acquisition. But you still have guys on the roster that contributed to you finishing second in the majors in home runs just 2 years ago.
Right, and I still think O'Neill, because, look, he's going to be here the next 2 years, that he has to contribute in some fashion. At least now with this trade, you no longer need him to look like he's going to be a starter, because I was thinking about a week or so ago that that's the reality we were heading towards, is that because the free agency class wasn't very attractive and, you know, you lost your depth pieces with Cedric Mullins and don't really feel very confident in Heston Kerstad, that O'Neill could end up having to play a big role. Well, now that's been taken down a notch, which is good. Defensively, I also wonder, you know, obviously our guy here, Ward, has played left field predominantly in his career, but left field at Camden Yards is not your average left field. So we feel okay about Colton Cowser going to center, but I do wonder how he'll new left field will handle that. And just in general hitting here, I mean, he's a right-handed power bat. Hasn't exactly been a kind dimensions at Camden Yards to those hitters. Is he still able to hit 30, 35 home runs with a change of ballpark?
Well, they've and they move the wall back. They might as well just put it on a retractable thing and just move it up, depending on who's pitching that day. Can I get off topic with Taylor Ward real quick? You mentioned Heston Kerstad. Can I make a November 19th prediction?
Mm-hmm.
Heston Kerstad over under home runs 10, 2026. Want to get in on this? I'm going over.
That's a pretty low bar.
I mean, compared to a guy that we forgot even has existed 6 months ago.
Play 10 games.
I'll go under, just for the sake of argument.
All right. Now, I'm already losing in every other betting capacity here, so it's not going to pay you or anything like that.
No. Well, you weren't. Even if we had a firm contract deal, you wouldn't pay me.
I would forget. I'm blind in my right eye, deaf in my left ear. When we come back, we got news from the desk. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. You want to get in, talk Ravens and Jets? We got plenty of that coming up in the next 2 hours. Of course, Walt Williams will be joining us to talk about Maryland Mount St. Mary's coming up tonight. Will Pharrell Payne be on the floor? Probably not, but I don't think his absence is going to be as long-term as it looked like it was going to be last Saturday when he went down in a heap at Rutgers. Ravens back at practice today. Health-wise, they appear to be okay, right?
Well, we'll see where Bateman and Marlin, probably not counting on those two guys, and we'll see with Martin what came about with that. Otherwise, I think, Bob, they're in pretty good shape.
So we'll get into all of that good stuff and more. But if you want to join us for news for the Nest and NFL Lunch, now's your chance. 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Haney.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.